Blog Talk Radio.
Song learned in Zimbabwe.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you. Again.
We give you all.
you all. I want to take this time here and dedicate it to the broken. I want to talk to you for a moment. You see, I've been on this Christ walk for a good minute, you know. And I understand that there are some who got the thing figured out and down pat. But for the rest of us, every now and then, you know, life happens. And we need to simplify a little bit. This is the reason for this song. And I hope you hear my heart on it.
So I'd rather keep the
I get a little bit needy. And I am yours. Oh.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. One more again. I'm grateful that God saw fit to let me see another show with you guys. Tonight, I'm going to be hanging out with my other partner in praise, Alonzo. What it do, bro?
What it do, bro?
Hey, glad to hear your voice.
Glad to hear
bring
you
your show in.
Been a minute.
I know, that's right. That means I'm here. But everybody listening, you already know this is the Inspiration Factory. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in if you're listening in on a chat room or online. This is an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, which in turn is the brainstorm of none other than author Larry Maddox, who just so happens also be the CEO of Raw Links. Brother's got a dynamite line of jewelry out there, so why be average? You need to be raw. You better check it out and get yourself some. So tonight we're open mic. We're just here to do two things that I think, well, I can say that all of the callers believe in: poetry and prayer, and not necessarily another one. So we're just here to praise God, pray if necessary, and love on poetry. How's that sound with you, Alonzo?
I mean, that sounds actually to the T, on point to me. I mean, let's get into it.
I know that's right. But the first thing we do every Sunday before we start a show is we go to the throne. So I'm not going to do like some people, Van Meadows, think I do and throw people under the bus, Alonzo. I'm not going to do that to you. So I'm going to pray us in, okay?
Thank you. I still remember my first episode now.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I had to get you a little bit. I wouldn't.
Oh, man. Okay.
Okay. Let's get it started. If you would join me at the throne for a moment. Heavenly Father, I come before your throne this evening, first and foremost asking for forgiveness for those sins that I did knowingly against your word, and those things that I should have done that I didn't do. And I ask for your forgiveness. Father God, we invite you into this platform tonight, Lord, that you might touch the callers, touch the listeners, touch the whole Epiphany family, Lord, and just have your way this evening. Bless somebody with something that was brought forth on this evening. And we'll be sure to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory that's due your magnificent name. And it is in the name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And now, Alonzo, if you like, we could kind of get started.
I mean, what we got on the line, what we got on the itinerary for tonight?
We got open mic, or, yes, I'm going to imitate Automatic Charismatic right now. Unless there's a co-host out there that wants to freestyle something, you know, he got the anointing.
Okay.
I'm just playing with you, though. But if you have a piece, you're more than welcome to do it.
You know, I see a bus coming, and I don't know if I should get on it.
Well, if it's going to a good destination, I say you should hop on board.
Yeah, I prefer jumping on the bus instead of getting hit.
I know that's right. That might hurt.
Okay, just a little bit. Just a taste. Just a taste.
Yeah, I heard about that. I'm not going to try to find out firsthand.
Oh,
okay,
man.
I'm going to start
us
off tonight. I'll start it off.
Okay, okay, okay.
Then if you feel like jumping on the bus, you'll have the opportunity. And if not, we can pass by and open the mics and keep it going. No pressure.
Okay.
And this piece is called Once Upon a Time. Once upon a time, I was a carefree, innocent sponge absorbing some of all that I heard and saw. I was trying to learn about life and how much was for me. What of this would be beneficial for me? Who was I going to be? And how could all this be done while making Mom proud because it was done politely, ethically, and honorably, while the streets had something else for me to see? And time went on, and changes were made as I grew into my own. Still a child, but now I thought I was grown, doing what I wanted and experiencing a good portion of the unknown. I was in that between zone. I was not there alone. Within that existence also resided something drawing me towards the dark. Yet something else was there, shining blindingly bright. And I experienced and drank deeply of each. And what I have survived enables and urges me to teach. All of this had to be as it was laying the foundation for my life when I really became grown. Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hopeless, dreamless, careless shell of who I am today. I was caught up in the woes of life and self and could care less. I was a walking, talking, clueless mess, imp of Satan, closing my eyes to righteousness, ignoring how, even in that state, I was still being blessed. Because I was a sponge at some point of my life and failed to filter out some dysfunctional things, what I experienced is what rebellion and disobedience brings, soaring recklessly on godless wings, hypnotic gyrations and peer expected relations, all contrary to the reason of my creation, fueling my actions, my attraction to the fraudulent elations. As time does what it is meant to do, moves on, and something electrified my heart and soul. A newly acquired desire to become truthfully whole, to be proud of me, became my goal. The production of my life has now cast me in a completely different role. One where I can step back and ponder all that I've learned and lived through. One where I actually care about what I am required to do. One where I am more important than you or you or you. It was there that I found God and grew. Once upon a time, I was experiencing and unknowingly building my foundation for a much better me. I had to go through my past to get across my own Red Sea. I had to get bruised and used to realize that I needed the Holy Trinity. I think I have advanced from where I used to be. I am now struggling and failing, but the difference is that now I know that in my failings, I am still free. Because my once upon a time was needed to bring me to my knees to save me eternally. All made possible by the indescribable love of the one true God in three. Father, my once upon a time, my now, and my evermore, I humbly, unworthily, yet confidently submit my all to thee. Boom.
Wow. And okay, so right off top, let me just say that, like, I knew that I had to follow behind with a piece. Like, this piece right here, though, as I was listening to it, I was like, I can't, there's no following behind that. For the simple fact, like, you hit everything on the head that I was actually trying to come in the game with. Listening to your piece made me feel like, well, one, I'm not by myself. As far as going through this journey, Paul, you know, I like to speak deep too.
Yeah.
So, you know, I like to get into it deep. So it's kind of like listening to that. It was like, oh, you know what? There was a moment when I was actually living. I would say living life. I was going through life as a cocoon. And it was like a safety shell because I was trying to put on an image for the outer skirts. That way I felt some type of way. And along the journey,
right,
as you said, something electrified and made me say, learn thyself. You know what I mean? Like, as far as, like, who is you impressing? Why is you impressing these people or this, yeah, this market or this, you know what I mean? Like, so your piece made me like really hold up. I was going to come in with something written because I got this one piece called Why Did You Choose Me? And that's me really talking to God or the God in you, depending on who's listening, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like in the beginning I say something like, started with a family, shelter for so many years full of tears, think back, where the hell's my daddy? And the reason why I started off with saying something like that is because we're all, as a boy, we're all led to become something. And usually it's what our pops was, or, you know, the father image. And the father image wasn't in. The new generation would be like the uncles. But point being is, there's some things that was missing along the way in my journey. And listening to your piece made me really sit there and say, you know what? I can't come at this with already written style. I have to come at this because I feel like you wrote that recently. And I feel like that's some real time.
But you know something?
When I say
recently, God gives you something,
I don't
want
to say.
It's
yeah. Yeah, and that's what I mean when I do.
This was written in November 25th of 2021.
Oh, wow. Now, with that, you know, with that being said, that just even more, you're writing in the now time. You know what I mean? Like, you're writing something that a lot of us could feel. So like I said, when I first heard the thing, I was like, oh, man, I'm not the only one going through this. Okay, so this little journey of mine, I know he understands what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
So I appreciate
you know,
your peace because.
Thank you. You know, but you know I cheat. My daddy helps me. But that's what's so beautiful about something when he helps you. It's timeless. And a lot of times I'll write something thinking that, you know, I'm getting something off my chest or getting something out, and it had nothing to do with me. It was meant for somebody else entirely. See, God's good like that.
Yeah, he's great.
He's good
Yeah, is he great?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Amen. You, man.
So, my brother, I'm you know me. But what we're going to do is... I'm going to bring on the first caller, and then maybe at the end of the show, you can hit us with something. Or not.
See,
for now.
Let's keep the anticipation going. You just got to stay tuned to see if I do or not. If was a fifth, we all be lit.
Good answer. Good answer. Okay. Well, we're going to open up the mic to a very talented and wise young lady. Mama Ola Daisy, how are you? It's been
Doing well. Can you hear? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm glad you sent for me. I think I needed this praise. And I see you got a very attentive co-host there with you that listened to your poem and gave you some good feedback on it. So that was rewarding.
Yes,
you
did. Yeah.
Good evening, Mama.
Alonzo, this is Mama Ola Daisy.
Hold up.
Mama Ola Daisy, this is Alonzo.
It's a pleasure meeting you.
Same here. Is our other co-host okay? Is Van okay?
Van, yeah, he's fine. It's just Van is running himself silly. And then he has a lot of responsibilities at home as well. So he's listening in from the backgrounds, but he's kind of stepping back a little bit.
Well, I dare not call in and don't hear his voice and then don't at least ask, is he okay? So I have written a poem from a word prompt and from a prompt that I got in a room, and it was pretty good, so I was kind of saving it just to read over here. I had it pulled up on my phone. You got to give me a few minutes. So talk to me while I'm trying to find it again, because I had it pulled up, and then you know how it goes. Okay,
well,
so
I can't fuss at you on that, Mama, because I am the worst when it comes to technology and stuff. You should see me. I've lost the poem in the middle of doing it and had to fumble around to find it again. So I'm not that good with it. How about you, Alonzo?
Okay.
How are you with these electronicals?
I'm a keeper of 1,000. I got a lot of files, so it takes me still at least 7 to 10 minutes to come up with that file, particularly if it was for poetry. It'll take me a minute. But I'm still having my transitional moments. I'm an old write it down on paper kind of guy.
That's the way I did for the longest. Then I stopped doing it, and there's something missing with that. I need to get back into that. Plus,
I got it.
Oh, you found it?
Yeah. Thanks for hanging in there. So I could find it. This thing is tricky trying to talk on the phone and do the poem off the phone, too. But the prompt was called, I think you're going to like this, Paul, so you're going to have to give me some feedback on it. The prompt was called, and I'm glad it was in that room that I was in, because there was a lot of people that really wanted to know the answer to this, I guess, because the way they have lived their lives. It was called, the prompt was, Does God Stop Loving Us? Mm-hmm. And I had to write a poem to that. So here it goes.
I'm going to get out the way because I'm anxious to hear this.
Okay.
The mic is yours, Mama.
Thank you, darling. It goes like this. Everything God does is forever. He only asks us to share his will. He can never stop loving us. Yet he will not support your decisions to lie, cheat, steal, or abort. He won't agree with sloth, pride, or envy. He will love you till the end, especially when you make amends. He only teaches us that to live outside of his will is without merit. Once you've been made privy to the truth, just share it. When he puts you through the test, it is his way of knowing who is obedient and whose self-will is showing. When you do things against his grain, he can bring down a mighty rain. He loved you in the beginning, and his love is never ending. People go through life playing certain roles while pretending, yet God sees your heart, so he already knows. He depends on you to tell the truth. And don't take advantage of the downpressed man. Join God's will, and you will see that God's love flows abundantly. Everything we have, we need to share, except the vengeance you may feel. Because God said, vengeance is mine. Your job is to be good and kind. Take your burdens to the Lord. Don't make this journey difficult or hard. Stay in his wisdom. Be redeemed by his grace. And the love he gives you will show in your face. Stray from him, and you'll surely pay. God won't stop you from doing things your way. But remember, there is a price to pay. God's love is secure, and he'll let you learn, especially if you decide not to discern. He will allow you to find out the hard way. So be strong when you are weak, and he'll surely replenish. And to answer the question, no, God's love can never be finished. That's that piece.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was so curious as to what you were going to say, because the prompt was crazy. That's the level. But you did a bang-up job of answering that question. And you gave plenty of examples. God is love. So how can you not love when he is love?
But there's so many people out there doing so much wrong things. They just feel like God is just like through. And just wanted to let people know that, you know, God is never through with you. He will never stop loving you.
Exactly. That's one of the greatest tricks of the enemy. When he convinces you that you're not worthy of God's love. Well, let me rephrase that. That you're beneath God's love. God loves you no matter what, where, when, why, or how.
Yeah. Yes,
he might not be very pleased with some of your actions and thoughts, but you know.
Right.
He does expect you to make amends,
and that's what people don't get.
Yeah.
They want to do things and just keep doing it without it. See, the hardest thing for a man to do or a woman to do is apologize when they're wrong. And that's what God wants you to do. Make amends. Apologize when you're wrong, and then just keep it moving. But no. You'll keep wilding in sin. You'll keep wilding in the, anything but do right. And that's what causes deception, the deceit that the devil puts there. He makes you think, you know, he deceives you. See, deceit is the biggest trick of the devil. That's how he gets your attention. He deceives you and makes you think you don't have nothing coming. But all you got to do is just say, I apologize, and ask God for forgiveness, and keep it moving. He'll never stop loving you.
Absolutely. What you got for that, Alonzo?
Listening to that piece, I thought you was married. I'm still thinking, it sounded like you got a personal relationship with Father. And it's just crazy calling you mama, because, like, just the word mama has me in a certain mode. And listening to that piece was kind of like, you know, Pops is gone for a minute. Like, he's gone to work, and Mom's watching the house. And while she's watching the house, you know, as the kids do what they do as we're growing up, we're doing chores. But, of course, you know, we're always doing the bad things and stuff like that. Mama's like, you better watch out. You better get right.
Well,
I'm going to call you daddy.
It's one It's one important person there, Alonzo, that I wanted people to pay attention to. When I said stay in his wisdom and be redeemed by his grace and the love he gives you will show in your face, you can see an unjaded person. You can see a righteous person just looking at their face, looking at their eyes, looking at their, you know, their skin. It shows. It's a different look. That's the look that I want to achieve. I don't want to look jaded and worldly. I want to look like I've been redeemed, you know, and that that God has heard my prayers and he heard me ask, you know, for forgiveness. So that's my piece. And
Mama Earl, I'm so glad you came through to visit tonight. It's been a minute. Don't make it so long till you come visit again, please.
Well, you know, when you send for me, I come, unless I can't come. But if you send for me, I'm coming. You're my ace bone cone.
Oh, why, thank you. See, Alonzo,
all right, baby.
I don't have to fight with Van no more telling him that this is my mama and not his mama.
Ooh.
That's okay. Yeah, we don't have to fight.
We need to fight over. But,
yeah,
I'm so
one love, though.
You. Thank you so much. One love, one life.
Right.
God bless you, Mama.
One love, one life.
Nice meeting you, Alonzo.
It's a pleasure meeting you, Mama.
Take care of Paul and keep giving.
I will. Oops.
Yeah. Ooh, Alonzo. You're in trouble. Ooh. Nope.
I
nope.
know. I'm
going to
get it. And you're going to rub it in. You're going to make it worse. How much is Van paying you for this?
The bus comes every 15 minutes. I don't know what to say. You better.
I'm going to fight you, Alonzo. But it's good to hear her. It's been a minute. Yes. Mama,
that was an awesome piece. That was a beautiful piece. Really, that was a beautiful piece, Paul. I mean, like, I really sat there and was thinking about everything that I was doing today. And as far as, like, always keep him on mind. Always know he's doing his thing. You know what I mean? Like, always know that you need to be sharpening yourself and don't get off of your job. Mama presented that in a beautiful piece, and that was beautiful. Like, that really was. It made me sit back as a son and sit there and say, shh, let me do my push-ups, chin up, chest out. There's some things I got to get right.
I know that's right. I'd have loved to have been on that show just to hear what some other people wrote to that prompt. That's an interesting prompt.
Okay. Does God always love you? Of course.
Yes. Why? I have no idea, but he does. That much I do, though. We're going to move on to the next caller. And I think he called in when you were here last. And this is none other than Brother O. What's crack-a-lackin', Brother O?
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
I'm doing well. So how about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing good.
Good. You sound a little bit better than last week.
Yeah, I really liked Mama O's poem about God loves you regardless of what you go through. And when I was listening to that piece, you know, everybody deserves the God's love, but you have to admit when you're wrong. You have to know it for yourself. Despite any condition, maybe going through, God still loves you wherever you go through. That was a beautiful piece. I loved it myself.
Okay.
And, you know, Alonzo, you were saying something about the timing of a poem earlier. I think this is evidenced by the times that we're living in now, because that was a very timely piece as well. You know,
yes,
so many people think of it, you know, I'm too far gone, or whatever the case may be. Or he don't love me, I did too much. That's a perfect choice.
Or I don't have enough information to get right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
There. That piece right there is very timely. So speaking of timely pieces, I know my brother O didn't come here empty-handed, did you?
No.
I kind of knew that.
Well, good evening, brother O.
Good evening, brother Lonzo.
Definitely is a pleasure to hear your voice. I'm ready for your piece.
Thank you. The title of this poem is called "At This Stage of My Life, I'm Not Blank." That's the title of it. At this stage of my life, I'm not worrying about what is beyond my control. At this stage of my life, I'm not competing for attention and recognition. At this stage of my life, I'm not dealing with toxic and negative-minded people. At this stage of my life, I'm not wasting any time and energy on people that subtract from my life and cause division. At this stage of my life, I'm not arguing about politics, religion, or personal choices. At this stage of my life, I'm not trying to do what I used to do when I was younger, because that stage of my life is behind me now. At this stage of my life, I'm not thinking about who wants to be my friend or who either loves me or hates me. This stage of my life, I'm not judging people on who they choose to love or how they choose to live their life. At this stage of my life, I'm clearly focusing on improving my physical and mental health. At this stage of my life, I'm clearly focused on being loyal and faithful to one woman, establishing a long-term relationship with her, with the possibility of marriage. At this stage of my life, I'm clearly focused on the quality of my true friendships instead of the quantity of them. At this stage of my life, I'm clearly focused on achieving my dreams of being a best-selling author, of internationally recognized spoken word artist, and traveling around the country and the world. I'm focused on my life and living a lifestyle that my life is pretty focused on living. At this stage of my life, I'm clearly focused on living a healthier lifestyle and improving the quality of my life. At this stage of my life, I'm clearly focused on setting goals and accomplishing them. At this stage of my life, I'm clearly focused on life. At this stage, I control myself. Focus on becoming a leader in the poetry community who produces other leaders and passes the torch down to future generations. And at this stage of my life now, I'm clearly focused on living a lifestyle of consistency. That's at peace.
All right. Go ahead, Eliza.
Brother O, you sound like one of my 80s baby brothers. Like, this is it. You sound like you stepped into that realm where it's like you're finding yourself. You've been found yourself, but now it's like,
yeah,
serious with it, you know, as far as like your left can't know what your right's doing, and there's no more talk about it. Everybody that's been there has been there, and those that should have been there should have been. You know what I mean? Like, this is that moment where you break it. That piece right there, it sounds so like me.
Right.
I'm not worried about how many friends I have. I'm more worried about the loyalty, honesty, and respect. Those are the three things that I look for in every relationship that I encounter.
Right.
Whatever is given to me is what I give back. I like the peace because also you're you're establishing yourself in a relationship. I'm a single man myself, but you know what I mean? As far as like it building with a family mindset, I still have to work on that equation, or I won't be, you know, in the shoes that I am today. Right now, you're stepping over those boundaries, so it's kind of like you're hitting a whole new threshold, and it's inspiring to see that you have that energy, because one day I might need to turn around and need to find out how to get back into my social skills. I feel like my social skills is wick-whack all the way to the left due to the military and some other things, but you know what I mean? Like, I feel like, yeah, I can talk and do a show, but you know what I mean? But as far as sitting down and getting on a one-on-one, I literally got a 90-day contract with everybody that I talk to. And it's sad that I actually boil it down to this point, but, you know, just listen, like I said, listening to your pieces, it gives me hope and inspiration as far as, like, again, I'm not the only one.
There you go.
I am.
No matter what you go, you never by yourself, no matter what.
That's right. And, you know, and particularly for black men, it's hard for us to realize that it's okay to rely on somebody else. You know, we always have that mentality, like, he got to carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. But that piece right there, it kind of like, I was envisioning you as you came into your another level of your spiritual maturity. You know, we all, there's one point in time in life when we did this, but then you came back strong with, and at this point in my life, you know, but it took all of those other points in your life to get you to this point, and it was a beautiful thing along that journey. And, you know, Alonzo said, you know, I saw some of me in there because I procrastinated a lot, but, you know, I've gotten past some of those things now, and when I look back at a lot that God has brought me through, I can say at this point in my life and state emphatically some certain changes and maturities and lessons learned and embraced. And it's a beautiful piece. I appreciate you, brother.
Right.
No problem.
But then again, I didn't expect anything less from you.
Thank you.
Okay, brother, got me thinking every time. Like, oh, man, where's my brothers at when I really need my brothers? Brother, you're a piece in my life. You're a gem. You're a nugget, for real.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Appreciate that.
All right, my brother, we're going to move along to the next caller. Hopefully you're going to hang around and listen to be blessed with some of these other pieces as well.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. My pleasure. One love, one mic, brother. God bless you.
God bless you. One love, one mic. Thank you.
All right. Well, they ain't holding no punches tonight, are they, Alonzo?
Nope. Look, you hear the crowd in the back going off? I'm talking about they ready for more. The encore is live and popping over here.
Well, let me tell you, this next poetess, if that's pronounced correctly or not, is not going to let them down. Not at all. This girl, you about to get some granny wisdom now.
Granny wisdom? When did?
Yeah.
Oh, granny?
Yeah. Some granny.
You know, you gotta break that down for your boy on the ones and twos, because I'm still like, what?
Hello, Danielle.
I'm not that.
Hey, Paul. How you doing, Alonzo?
How you doing, beautiful? I'm like, what? You gonna do it? What?
Yeah, granny wisdom. I just knew you was talking about me. I started cracking.
Can I see the picture? Let me.
She is the
picture perfect, proud granny.
Aww. Aww. Oh, that's so sweet.
goodness. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying
it. How are you doing tonight?
I am enjoying the show, the poetry. I know it's been a minute since I've been on here. I call in, but I'll be lurking in the background. I just want to listen to
I see you back in the chat.
Don't feel bad. I'm the same thing. I'm better in the cut like penicillin all day, every day.
Look, I don't feel bad. I've always been a creep.
My face.
It's all good. Hey, it's man. All good.
Wow.
So what we got for what we got tonight?
Been a while.
Yes, it has.
Been a while.
A lot of, in case you don't know who I am, I'm part of Epiphany. It's me, La Perla Negra. Because I know you haven't heard from me a lot.
No, you got a very familiar voice, and I be tuning in the background too. Trust, I'm right there, right along with you. You didn't even know I was sitting right next to you. That's the bad part. That's how much black I wear.
Okay.
He slipped. He calling from a different number.
Oh, okay. I get it. All right. Well, I mean, I'm always aware somebody's always watching. I just don't know always who that somebody is. So I'm
aware. As long as it starts with 909, that's me. Just as long as you know it's 909, that's me. I'm not even going to act like
that. Ain't
no hiding. Ain't no hiding. I'm going to let you know. I just ain't hollering. I ain't screaming. I ain't doing it.
That's all right. It's okay.
I'm in it, though.
So, Danielle, since it's been so long since you blessed us with something, I know you just came to burn the mic up tonight. So, I'm going to step back and give you that Van's personal mic, to the point when you get stories come out of your pocket, not mine. But I'm going
to
give you...
I've been listening to you through the week, too. Don't act like I don't know what's coming. I'm waiting. I'm loving already what's
right,
about to
bro.
Come out.
Bro.
Ready.
Thank you. Well, you know, I haven't written anything, but I pulled out something out my archives for you. And this is called Watering Dead Plants. Sometimes in life, it gets so hard to keep a smile when love you have inside radiates from you, but no one gives it back. And one of the hardest things in life is having words in your heart that you can't breathe into life because you want to protect and shield. Nonetheless, life is still good. It's worth living and to be lived. The storms I've weathered, y'all would have drowned in from the start, though. Because love is not a tool to use at your convenience. But there are those who have played with me and treated me as though I can just turn it on and off like some sort of a light switch. Every time I took a loss, another piece of me died inside, and I'd gotten so used to not mattering, I was almost non-existent. Yet I still try, still putting my heart into it by realizing I can shine brighter and love even deeper because I am free to be me. It showed me that I am the author and I am the architect of my life, and I do not run in the shadows, nor am I disposable. But I am very protective of my love. And for those of us who've been in love, given love wholeheartedly, we know love can't be shut on or off frivolously. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't weaken. It grows and free flows to what's worthy of it. We know that love is beautiful and wonderful and patient and kind and perfect. And that there's a difference between knowing the feeling and having it to give and giving it. See, I know love. It flows all through. through me. I have given so much of it and still have a desire of so much more of it to give. I just never felt it from any of them. That doesn't mean that there isn't someone out there brave enough to give me the kind of love that I deserve. There have been plenty of times that I didn't want to be like this. Times that I hated not being able to close my heart off to love, but Spirit keeps me filled with love. So I can't just give up on it. I understand how unique you made my heart, because Spirit taught me to give it where it is nourished so it can continue to grow. So I stopped watering dead plants. I don't just give it away to just anyone anymore. That's that piece.
Mm. Wow.
Hello, hello.
That's the second time I heard that piece. And it's even more phenomenal the second time around. I told you the first time I heard it, that was my new favorite piece of yours. And it still is. That's a powerful piece.
Thank you.
And you kind of
people
draw the listening into that piece. I can almost see you smiling when you're talking about love and the virtues of love. And I can almost feel your joy.
Oh, yeah.
Powerful piece, Diana.
Thank you. You know how I am. You know, I push for love because people have a misconception about it. It's not just physical. It comes from Spirit. It flows all through us from Spirit, with Spirit. And people think it just, you know, you shut it off or it weakens. It doesn't. But it will grow. It will flourish where it's worthy of being, where it's deserved. It won't thrive in an environment or around somebody or flow to somebody that just wants to take advantage of it and doesn't appreciate it or just doesn't know how to recognize love. Some people don't know how to receive it. They have to learn how to love themselves. And until they do, it is what it is, man. Life still goes on, though.
Yes. We have options. What do you think about that piece, Alonzo?
I'm just going to say thank God for Jesus for the simple fact that I was taught that God, Jesus, is love, right? And listening to this piece right here made me think, am I listening to Jesus talk right now?
Because
it's kind of like I could see certain scriptures just hit me in my face like Matrix, like boom. I gave my heart, but you didn't do nothing. Or I don't want to water dead flowers. We know the story about throwing the seeds on the hard concrete on the dirt.
Yeah.
We know the story. So I took it as is Jesus talking right now. What's up? Like, there's a meeting going on right here. I need to shut what I call the hell on up.
Oh, that's a high compliment.
Because
thank you.
Everybody's definition of love I've learned is different along the years. But the one thing that I've always been attracted to was the word. And the word has, like I said, I've always been taught God, Jesus is love. His words was never damaging. So those that know him and have a relationship, an intimate relationship, recite the things that he say. And you have a nurturing essence in this piece where what made me shut up, like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm, you know what I mean? I need to grow. I need this love. Where is this love? You're right. You give all your all to some people, and then some people don't know how to take it. I'll raise my hand. I'm one of those cats that do not know how. Everybody's love rests. I'm stuck. I can't even get the whole sentence out type situation. So to get into a new relationship and sit there and hear that word, oh, I love you, it's like, oh, here we go again.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Instead of thinking of it like this piece that I heard tonight, which made me think that Jesus is actually talking. That's what I want to hear when I'm in a relationship. I don't care that Jesus was a guy or a girl. I don't care what the beliefs is of what my partner is, just as long as we're chasing the same God. You know what I mean? Because God didn't, there's a reason why he didn't put in detail what he looked like, but he described what love is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? His looks wasn't about love. It was about what he did or she did or what the name, what the essence was, what they did. It was about what they did. Jesus came to show us footsteps of what was supposed to happen when we go to the left of love.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, this piece tonight just made me think, like, thank you for the nourishment, because that's exactly what I need. I need a relationship. I need that relationship.
Oh, thank you. You make me feel like this piece is new. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's a very, very high compliment you just paid me. You know, I'm big on love and light, okay, because I've seen some things more than I can speak on. But I used to actually question spirit. Why did you give me a heart like this where I can still love like this? I can still look past the hurt and the damage that's been caused me and still want to give love, still want to care for people and take care of them and uplift them. I don't understand, but it's not for me to understand that part. It just is. That's the way that I was designed. That's the heart that I have, and I'm ever so grateful that I have that kind of heart. But some people never get to experience real love. I'm talking about that spiritual touch.
Yeah.
Because they're
so
closed off.
Amen.
They don't know. Yeah. You know, that's the difference between heaven and hell, man. The separation from the love that spirit wants to give to you. That's all it is. You don't feel that. You don't allow it in. You are you're suffering. Ain't no way in the world you're going to tell me that you're fine and you don't know the love of the Lord. It just don't work for me. I can't believe it.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate you.
Amen.
Oh, thank you. I really do appreciate you.
That's that granny wisdom I was telling you about. See?
I was going to hook it right on around. But I knew it was enlightening to me, though. It was enlightening to me. So, like, I don't like titles myself. So the mm-hmm. whole granny wisdom, just wisdom off tops is good enough for me. But the granny wisdom, you know, you're in your own category. That's what that told me right there. And I appreciate you, like I said, mm-hmm. but I really do.
Thank you. I appreciate you too. That he's calling me. He's saying granny wisdom because I'm the newest grandparent in the group, and that is my heart, my soul, my light, my joy. He's so busy, and his cuteness manipulates me, but I'm learning how to not fall into it. So
yeah, right.
Oh, I need to be a baby again.
Don't think you're
going to
get away scot-free now.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Because I know you got something going on in the Epiphany Universe that you would love to share with us and keep us in the dark at the same time.
I do. Oh, you know me so well. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, alternating Saturday nights, I am the host of Poetic Therapy. And that's a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Alternating Monday nights, I am one-third host of the Soul Cafe, where I co-host with Epiphany's own CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, and Poetic. And every Wednesday night... I am keeping this PG for y'all. I know where I'm at. But I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, saucy voice diva, Ms. VIP. And y'all know, I'm not even going to tell y'all because y'all, this is not appropriate. But y'all come on by Wednesday night at 9, Tiffany Radio, and get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone. Back to you, gentlemen.
Oh, we. I might just have this radio show. I'm tired. Look, I'm finna push play and turn it up all week.
That's all you got.
Oh, you know, Epiphany got it on lock. We got a show every night of the week, y'all. Every night of the week, okay? We don't play. Y'all come on up in here. Grab a mic and enjoy yourself.
All right, now, look, I'm a newbie. I'm going to stand out. I fight back now.
Come on, you got to take your socks off, too. Baby.
That's right. If you're in Epiphany,
hello, here I come.
Can't be scared in Epiphany.
What you talking about?
Don't be
scared. Go in the kitchen.
Don't be scared.
I know that's right.
Never that.
Danielle, I thank you for coming back with that piece.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
All that first time I heard it in.
Yes.
Even more so.
Thank you.
We're going to send you over to the Praise Lounge. Hang out for a little bit. And
all right.
We're going to bring on the next caller. But hang out with us for a little bit.
I'm here. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Already.
Bless y'all.
Bless you too.
I'm telling you, they're coming with that fire tonight.
Well, wait, if it was winter.
It's 10:16, so you got 45 minutes. 319-527-6300, because after the 11 o'clock hour, you will not be able to call in if you're listening in on the chat rooms. Once again, you're listening to an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. This is the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my partner in praise, Alonzo. And we still have Dan Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. He's still here. Y'all, he ain't leaving that easy because, you know, we fired him and he came back anyway, so don't worry about it. So Dan's around.
We just turned him up a little bit. We just put him in another position, that's all. He's going to come back heavier, hotter, stronger, faster. Y'all ain't ready for that.
Okay. But you better get ready because it's here. And we're going to open up the final mic of the evening. I think I know who this is, but I'm going to play it safe so I don't make a fool of myself. 832. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic? 832? Are you muted?
Yes, the Lyrical Vigilantes in the house.
Ah. Well, hello.
Yes, brother.
Oh, yes. It's that boy Eric Bowles in the house.
I'm sorry. Say again?
Yes, I did not come in to hear it.
That's all right, you're here. That's all that matters. Good to hear you.
Okay.
So you've been listening for a while. What do you think of the program?
What you got?
What's the first?
Oh, shoot. Love what I've heard so far.
Okay. So, why don't you put your
fingerprint
into the equation?
Everything's been on the Scoville level. Just keep getting hotter.
All right. You can add your ingredients to the soup of tonight. What you got for us, King?
Okay, I got you. If nothing else, all she's asking for is be in the arms of the very one who will love her correctly. And I'm willing to do all that I can to show her how I can protect thee. She be a soul inspiration passion I hold within me, as I embrace everything I hold dear, even without me being every man's pen. She never even had to ask for nothing, putting her mind at ease. What more can I do or say for her to except disturbing her peace? With her, my world has gotten brighter, praying that our blessings will remain to increase. Understand that I'm not here to deny her of my love. So I'll be cursed to let it cease. But that said, never let it be unsaid that she wouldn't see that I'm on a mission. With her by my side, understand that what I have in mind does more than enlighten our vision. Even though we're miles away from each other, knowing that my love for her forever remains. That's the last thing that I want is a life that will cause a greater pain. I don't know about her, but I'm not in this solely out of greed. The only thing that should come to her mind is my message that I want her to heed. Yes, my dear, please understand that I truly want more than give her this ring. What I'm acknowledging to her at this very moment is that I want to be her king and PC. DSR, Manifestor Entertainment, you know how it goes. Drum roll.
All right. All right. Man, look.
Paul, can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Did that almost sound like God talking to Israel? I just thought it was just me. I thought it was just me, though.
Well, look, I think he's showing his presence up in here tonight. I definitely know that he's showing his presence up here tonight with the pieces that the scribes have brought this evening. God's not about confusion. And
no,
you
sir.
See how everything just walked hand in hand with the preceding piece tonight. That's what happens when we let go and let God. When we invite him in, and half the time I don't know what I'm going to do. But the piece that I end up doing is something that just continues on with the message of the evening. So and this piece was none less than that. You know, God speaks to us through a lot of venues. And one mighty way that he speaks to us is through the pen. When we're obedient to write what it is that he wants us to write. And to share the strength, the fears, the victories with others. So through our experiences, others might be saved from some stuff. But that was a powerful piece, though. I thought about my mom and a couple of those areas in that piece. I can imagine it was tough to write because I was listening as you were going along and I was putting myself in there. And that for me would have been a tough write. But I'm glad you did. I'm glad you brought it there tonight.
Yes, yes. Very good piece. Very great piece. Glad you brought it tonight, too.
Definitely. I can't believe. I can't believe we're nearing the end of the show.
You know, in the beginning of these shows, you remember I used to ask the question, "Who are you writing to?"
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I feel like that'll open up a whole plethora of things. But I think
it definitely could.
I think I might start engaging and bringing that into the common sessions that we have on the shows, because it's kind of intriguing, you know what I mean, as far as how individuals get their point of view. Sometimes I feel like the world plays a big part in our world instead of the family. So I kind of want to know where they get their perspectives from.
And the only way to find out is to ask a question.
Okay.
I was just looking at it from anybody's going through a hardship with relationships, like see what most guys would want to address today to their girlfriends, to their wives.
Mm-hmm.
See what's up, you know what I'm saying?
You mean like, were you inquisitive about somebody else's relationship, or were you going through something and said, I need to give a common answer?
Just when I look at it like that, I mean, I look at it like looking at it from that person's perspective, see what they would say on that. Like if I'm talking to my girl, I'm like, okay, what's going on here? Let me know something.
Mm-hmm. Only way you can find out some things is to ask the question.
Yep.
Communication is well, lack of communication is one of the biggest downfalls of relationships today.
You know, in America,
you can't hold the other person accountable if you don't let them know how you feel or how certain actions or words make you feel. And you have to communicate. Anyway, we can save that for Danielle's show.
Hashtag running. Okay. Okay. Hashtag run that.
I feel like I'm working on something saying exactly that. Run me that.
I know that's right.
I heard that.
But
Paul,
so
what else? I'm a little lost right now. I need a rundown again of how the Epiphany run up goes.
Oh, you're going to get that in just a moment.
Oh, buddy.
Somebody's going to come give all that for us. Oh, mama, oh, left.
Oh, see, look, you done got my hopes and emotions high. Look, how you going to handle that situation?
All right, my brother, we're going to send you over to the Praise Lounge and hang out a little bit longer with us. And don't be such a stranger.
Okay, brother, it was a pleasure that you came in tonight and dropped your piece, and I really appreciate you, too. Thank you for your time and your patience, because you could have been anywhere tonight, but you chose to be with us.
Exactly.
One love, one mic, my brother. God bless you.
One love,
one mic.
And now, Alonzo. You was getting all excited and hyped. I don't know why.
No! Don't throw the trouble hook out there yet. Don't do that. I ain't ready. I ain't looking for the bait. I ain't looking for it. I'm telling you now. I ain't looking for the bait.
I just, you know, thought you might want to hear what the weekly rundown for Epiphany is. You know, there's a brother that got like 50-11 jobs that still wanted to come through and share a little something with us.
Okay. Yeah, that's different. That's different. Go ahead. Oh, brother.
What's going on? Man, are you there? Are you muted?
Yeah, man, I was muted.
Are you watching football?
I was muted. Ain't much of a game on right now. I mean, but yeah, I was definitely muted. What's happening, Lonzo? Brother Paul?
What's up, brother?
Good with you, my brother.
Another day, another dollar.
Another day, another dollar in paradise. God allowed us to wake up to see the day, man. So, hey, all praises to him. All praises to him.
Amen. Amen.
So, my brother.
Yes, sir.
We were wondering if you would spare just a moment of your time to enlighten the masses about that fantastic lineup that Epiphany has on a nightly basis.
Yes, absolutely. It would be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night is going to be Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night, you've already heard La Perla Negra. It's the Erotic Love Zone with Miss VIP and La Perla Negra. Thursday night, y'all, is the Get Down with J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, at 10 p.m., it's Iron Sharpens Irons with your host, Anonymity, and guest host, La Perla La Negra. And then Saturday night, y'all, oh, my goodness, it's Poetic Therapy. Come get your therapy with La Perla La Negra. And then we'll be right back here next Sunday for another fine edition of the Inspiration Factory with your hosts, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and the good brother Alonzo. Gentlemen, back to you.
Why, thank you, sir. Thank you. Now, see, that's why we ain't letting them go nowhere.
Okay.
Can't nobody do that like Van does that.
Did you hear how smooth they came in, though? Like, clutch.
Well, Brother Paul, just like Mr. Automatic Charismatic, you know you are anointed. You are anointed. You might not have the freestyle, but all you got to do is commit the lineup to memory, and it will just flow just like it just did for me, my brother.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, man. I see you caught that earlier in the show, man.
I did.
You know
I was
what?
Paying attention.
I see. I'm going to play a song real quick. Then we're going to come back and give a public service announcement and see if we can talk Brother Alonzo into doing a piece or something. Or maybe we should see if he wants to do a piece before we go to this little one-minute music break. What you think? Man, what you think?
Yeah, I think that it's time for brother to go ahead and, you know, bring his poetic gifts, you know. Let God use your brother.
Yeah.
Let him use you. Let
yeah,
him use you.
Yeah. Use that anointing.
And now for our commercials.
And that's precisely why I didn't teach you how to do that yet, Alonzo. So you can't run.
Oh, man.
He's for effort. I thought I'd throw it right on out there. Oh, man. Yeah, no, but definitely. I'm glad everybody stayed tuned to the whole show. So, as I said from the beginning, I give you a little piece. But you got to come back after the commercial and I'll throw it down for you.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to leave you with a little Tamela Man, and we'll meet right back here in a moment.
I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. What's left? Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry,
even if I try. But still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much.
From the beautiful country of Canada. Lady A, welcome.
Hello. I'm sorry I've called so late.
Evening, Lady A.
That's all that matters. And Lady A, I want you to meet our latest addition, Alonzo. Alonzo, this is Lady A.
I don't know why you put all, Miss Lady A, it's a pleasure meeting you. Paul, you don't need to put all the adjectives because they ain't going to remember that part. It's just Alonzo.
Meet you, Alonzo.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to meet you, lady.
So how have you been?
I've been okay. It was a bit of a rough day today, but I've been okay. It's Canadian Thanksgiving down in Canada.
Oh.
Officially
oh,
tomorrow, but I had dinner today, so... I had two of my two of my grandkids here. They're teenagers. One, well, one just turned 20, and the other's a teenager. So we had a nice visit.
Cool. What's on the menu, though? What's on the menu?
Turkey, dressing, potatoes, mashed potatoes, turnips, squash, sweet potato casserole, carrots, gravy, caramel apple pie, and pumpkin pie.
Yeah, so it takes me like... Go ahead, Paul.
Go ahead, Paul.
You
didn't bring up the plate?
Okay, because it takes me like almost like 36 hours to get to you. I'm just saying, I'll come get it. Just set it up right.
Okay.
Where do you live?
I'm in California.
Oh, you're way over on the West Coast, yes.
Yeah.
I'm on the East Coast of Canada.
Oh, okay. So I'll fly to you. That's 4 hours. That's 4 hours plus a couple of months. You know what I mean? I ain't even worried about that. I'll come to you.
Okay. The door's open.
Awesome.
Oh, and did I say dressing? We had dressing, too, so that was really good.
Wow. Now I'm going to have to get off the phone and go rummaging in the refrigerator to find something to eat. Just, you know, to woke the appetite.
That part. You know what? I got that munchies, though.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now. Oh, by the way, ADA, kudos to you rising to the occasion for that challenge to write the piece without any reference to water. I heard you.
Yes. You heard it, did you? Good.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Very good.
Van gave me a good prompt. It was good. I do have a lot of my poetry has the mention or the essence of water in it, so it was a fun challenge to do. So
Van,
I brought you one
homework
tonight.
On this show.
Yeah. I brought you one tonight. I wrote it 4 years ago, and it's called "Quietly She Roared."
Mm. Yeah, I like that. Interesting. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Quietly she roared. From the jungle she emerges, naked, unafraid. Spear in hand, she is girded. She will not be swayed. Humanity from her womb born with pain and sorrow. One child at her breast, another born tomorrow. Spirit of encouragement, protector from the start. No more tears, my sister. I just put my hand on your heart. She has the strength of a thousand suns, wild, regal queen. Covers those who falter with empathy clearly seen. Like winds, breeze, brushing skin, gently her voice speaks. Sorry. Into the broken darkness of chaff cut away from wheat. Don't let them steal your heart light, quietly she roared. She knows about survival. She's crossed many fjords. Sisters from ancient times across lands and sea, from oppression's darkest jungles to mountaintops free. Women who birthed the world, join us in this song. Let no one rob you of who you are. Stand tall. Stand strong. In peace.
I say, you have that ability to just visualize, write so that I can see what it is that you're speaking of. Your poems are so living. So glad you bring it to here to share with us from time to time. Sounds like almost like Mother Nature, and yet it sounds like quite a few women that I know who are just that resilient, that strong, that that everything.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's a beautiful piece. Miss Alonzo.
Yes, sir. Here I am.
Let me find out. Wait, let me check your counter, trying to get your ticket to go to Canada.
If I told you the truth, then I'd be shaming the devil. So I'm gonna let that one hold out too. But I was really feeling the spirits. You said perfect, Paul. Like she was talking to nature. I felt she was talking to the Mother Nature. I felt like the spirits of the women was coming about.
Yes, indeed.
I really felt like I was talking to my West Indian sister for a second. Like, yes, Paul, I was getting a ticket. I'm really gonna end up seeing you in the next couple of weeks. Something's got to happen. But I like the vibration because as I said a couple of shows ago, this show is all about like that. There's a certain median energy that goes through this show. You don't get to see each other's face, but you get to listen to each other's words and the truth of the words, and you get to walk away with the truth of the words. And I'm all about the spiritual connection. And as far as like there's no boundaries, you made sure that you was connected to all the women that you was referring to. Again, as I ask everybody, who are you talking to? I know exactly who you were talking to as far as you're trying to rebirth a whole new world right now. And I've always told my boys, if the mothers come together right now, a lot of this stuff that's going on right now could be changed.
Oh,
I just don't know how to bring it.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't know how to bring the mothers together on one accord. It's because it's the sons out there that's going berserk. So, you know what I mean? Like,
we wouldn't send our sons or husbands or fathers or our male family members off to war. We'd trade and we'd barter and we'd take care of our own.
Right. And one thing I respect, you're in Canada, so you get to see a different line than America. So with you saying that, too, that kind of made me think back as far as, like, the 60s, 50s and 60s, when America was set up a certain way, most men were sent to war or they was doing farming. And through the generations that passed, new jobs came about. Ford was the popping thing in the 50s, so you had to know mechanics, machinery, electrician, things of that nature. You know, the Mason game. So, like I said, just listening to that, you was talking to the women's spirit, and I really love that because I'm definitely about nurturing. I'm definitely about following the mother. I love that feeling. I love that when somebody is trying to make me grow to a better man. So, appreciate your peace.
Thank you very much. Wonderful for you to say, both of you, and I appreciate it very much. I had said this before, and I have been writing for a very long time, probably 30 years now, and I hid my poetry for many, many years, up until probably 8 years ago. I never shared it with anybody, and because I felt it was so personal and nobody would, first of all, be interested in what I thought or felt, and then I was encouraged to share it, and I did, and I haven't turned back since. But it's written, everything I write is written from my heart, either through experience or dreams or wishes, you know.
Good job. Keep going. Keep it a thou wow. Good job. I was impressed.
Well,
thank
I would like to
much.
Thank whoever it was that got you to start sharing your poetry because they did us all a service.
Well, I've learned a lot. Other poets like yourselves, I've learned a tremendous amount over the years, these last 8 years or so, and I've grown a lot. And I have all of you, really, like people like you, poets like you, who have been my teachers and mentors too, you know.
Yeah, you know, I that's the beautiful thing about it, especially with this online poetry stuff that we're doing. Like Alonzo says, most times we don't even see the person's faces, but yet such depth of relationships on a varied of levels are formed.
You know, I feel the same way that I've grown by listening to some of you guys' pieces, and it challenges me to be better. So I think we all are our own brother's keepers, you know, so to speak.
Yes.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
It's a beautiful thing.
Thanks. So. Yeah, it's true.
And please, Lady A, don't be a stranger. I see you bouncing around over the clubhouse and all that stuff, which is fine, but don't forget about us over here.
I don't go to the, I can't get on the clubhouse because I don't have a cell phone anymore. I gave up my cell phone. And you can't get on it. You have a cell phone.
What?
So, yeah. So I was half thinking about restarting it, but it's not worth it to me to have a cell phone. Of course, I've needed it 7,000 times since I gave it up, but that's maybe one day they'll open it up to computers and stuff that you can join. But I guess it's a happening place, eh?
I was in one or two shows that most of the time they're at inconvenient times for me. I got a weird schedule, so I don't go that often.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good platform. I mean, it's another.
I'd like to hear it, but I there's a lot of shows here, you know, through the week that I listen to and I join in, and I think you have to find your niche somewhere, and that's a good thing.
Awesome. Well,
I appreciate you calling.
Thank you so much for coming through and blessing us with that fantastic piece. There's some feedback coming from somewhere. But I'm going to send you over to the lounge. And come on back next week and see us again.
All right. Thank you so much.
One love, one mic. God bless you. Yep.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow, Alonzo.
Juicy. I'm talking about from the.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm talking about juicy.
Like, whoa. And she's such a big one, but I love hearing. Never listening to us.
Oh man. Hey man, I'm talking about this has been a fire show since the minute first minute to the last minute. Good to the last drop.
Hey, well, you know, they say you save the best for last, huh?
Hey.
And she definitely came through with a powerful piece to end it up with. So,
yes,
my brother,
did.
Are you prepared to share a little something with us before we wrap things up?
Just a taste. I told you I was going to do it, so, I mean, I'm going to be a bigger man in this situation and go ahead and put my piece down.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. In that case, the mic is yours, King.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. Thank you very much. This piece here we call Why Did You Choose Me? Again, this piece is between me and God or the God in you. So I just want you to sit back and relax. Enjoy the last notes of the day. I think it goes a little something like, started with the family, sheltered for some nanny, years full of tears, think back, where the hell's my daddy? Mama tried to save me, she didn't want me banging, sent me back, and I'm so crazy. Sisters, those are my babies. My brothers, can't contain them. This house here is my home in here. What is gonna change me? I don't know what to say. I'ma be here until I die and be among the greatest. Why did you choose me? I ask you, God, I've done some wrong. Can you forgive me for my sin? Why did you choose me? It's only us. Can you trust it won't happen again? Why did you choose me? All I know is a show and I promise to. Why did you choose? In the end, I'm the image of him. Sometimes I'm just sitting here with my cup and drink, analyzing all the thoughts and all the voice. I thank him. Well, I keep them mostly hidden deep inside, losing control, and I'm about to lose mine. That's why I'm so grounded. As I'm fly, shall I take a bow? To put away my pride. I thank him at least once for allowing me to live this life. I hope he take my soul when I go before my time and ask him why. That's the end of the piece.
Now you're going to stop. You just proved the point there.
Yes.
So
yes, give him a take.
You can no longer use the excuse that you don't write and you're not a poet and all of that other hogwash or any other thing that you came to us with. Because you just proved the point. Okay? So, from this point forward, monsieur, welcome to the Inspiration Factory, the poetry and praise platform.
Oh, let's give a hand. Let's give a round of applause.
Right there. That piece right there, bro, I had a dollar, a penny, every time I had to ask that question. You know. And the most beautiful thing about asking that question is he never answered me. He just continues to show me.
Yes. Same thing. Why did yes, you choose yes, he does.
Because of his grace and mercy. You know, I think...
And obviously, I'm a strong warrior, too.
I think anybody that's fallen in love with Christ, with God, has asked that question.
I agree. I feel anybody that has made it to 40 and older has asked that question. And also, what is the purpose of their life? As far as why are they, you know, finding themselves. I think I found a lot of people are having a hard time finding themselves.
There's a chunk of time that I was really not trying to find myself. I was running for myself. And that's kind of crazy. How do you think you can escape yourself? But I was trying.
Yeah, that's a good question. Really?
I was trying. Huh? Didn't work out very well.
Did you know yourself before you ran from yourself?
I thought I did. But apparently I didn't, because if I had known me, I'd have never ran from me. I like me now. Not knowing me. I love me now. So anyway, I got to ran from me. But back then, I was an entirely different person. And that's another example of grace and mercy, and another reason that I could ask us, why me, Lord, why me? What is it about me that you would take notice, that you would pull me out of my muck and my mire, that you would stand me on solid ground, clean as hyssop? No, I'm to the point now where I don't even care about the whys. I'm just thankful that he does.
Yes, sir.
I no longer need to know why, but there was a time when that was a very, very real question to myself. Wow. You know, this has been a most excellent show. We got two more minutes. I'm not going to get there in that period of time.
Oh.
But before we close out for the evening, I call it the public service announcement, but we feel obligated and honored to post this information to you. If anyone out there is curious about this Jesus that you hear us talk about, if you're curious about the way we go on about our relationship with God, and you want some of this, or you're just curious about it, feel free to hit myself up, Paul Sampson. You can hit Dan Meadows up. And I don't want to speak for Alonzo, so I'll allow him to speak for himself. But we're here.
I'm here.
Once you get shown to the truth of who he is,
you won't turn back. But don't take our word for it. We will show you how to find your truth within the Word of God.
Amen.
Okay. Now, my brother Alonzo, I want to thank you for hanging out with me today or this evening.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Had a good time with
you, thank you, thank you. I had a great time with you, as always.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We had fun. God ain't ever said you couldn't have fun and praise Him at the same time.
Hello.
And we proved that point every Sunday night.
What's the word rejoice mean?
Pardon?
I said, what's rejoice mean?
What does rejoice?
Yeah.
Happy all over again.
Hello.
And again. And
clap your hands if you're happy.
Okay. Stomp your feet. Get the holy dance going on. Oh, man, it's been a wonderful night. I thank all of the callers and the listeners. I thank my Tiffany family because y'all are my family. Y'all just don't know. We ride or die out here to Tiffany. But, Dan, you have any closing words before I pray us out? Oh, did I call you Van? I meant Alonzo. I'm sorry. I've been saying Van for quite some years now, so, yeah, I apologize.
That's okay, Derek.
You got to have
I shut
you.
Up real quick. Look, I shut up real quick. I was expecting a third voice. Like, what up?
I noticed the pregnant pause there. That's what it's. Wait a minute. You just said, man. No wonder he's quiet.
Okay. I'm not going to disrespect Van like that. No, that's my brother. For sure, for sure. And I ain't going to take the words out of his mouth. I ain't put words in his mouth. But thank you, Lord. But, yeah, as far as any other thing I enjoyed tonight, I appreciate you. I appreciate all the callers that called out tonight, all the pieces that came in tonight. You guys, each one of you guys was a little nugget in my heart. And I promise you, when I'm done with this, it's going to look like a military brack. Oh, y'all don't know about the racks on our chest. Yeah, y'all do. Yeah, I'm going to come out here all decorated for y'all. But really, y'all put some inspiration into me. Y'all made me think deep. Y'all made me think twice. Want me to grow bigger and better for tomorrow. And I appreciate y'all. And I want y'all to call in the next go around next week.
Right. Beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. All right, folks. Thank you once again for the whole Epiphany family for hanging out with us this evening. Now, if you would join me at the phone one last time for the evening. Heavenly Father, I come to you feeling much better than I did at the onset of this program, and it's only due to your presence. Father, we thank you for that presence here this evening. Thank you for the word that we receive from you. Now, as we go, as we leave this platform here, Father God, I ask that you would go with each of us, guide us and protect us as we go through our walks for the rest of the week, Father God. I ask that you would bless the Epiphany family, the callers, and the families that they represent, Father God. And even more so, Father, I ask that you would raise up the soldiers that are needed to help this sick world. The storms, to calm the storm of hatred and violence that is festering within this world, Father. We need you, Lord. And it's in the precious name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. That's right. Amen. God bless you all.